7 homes have been destroyed by a bushfire burning out of control in South Australia. More than 100 firefighters are battling the blaze near Port Lincoln, which has also destroyed 12 sheds and 4 vehicles. Reinforcements will be sent in later this morning. The chairman of the BBC, Chris Patten, says the corporation needs a radical overhaul. It follows the resignation of Director-General George Entwistle over what he called unacceptable journalism standards. The BBC's flagship Newsnight program wrongly implicated a former British political figure in a sex abuse scandal. Police in Victoria hold grave fears for 2 women who've been missing since last week. 45-year-old Sandra Previtt was last seen leaving her home in Werribee in Melbourne southwest on Wednesday morning, and 30-year-old Katie Dirks disappeared while catching a tram from South Melbourne on Friday night. The federal government is facing growing pressure for a royal commission into child abuse in the Catholic Church. The Greens have joined several independent MPs to demand action. South Australian Senator Nick Xenophon says he's prepared to move a private member's bill if the government fails to act, and we'll be talking to Senator Xenophon here in the studio in the next hour or so. A study into the effects of fetal alcohol syndrome has revealed disturbing rates of intellectual disability in Aboriginal children. It's found that 1 in 2 school children in WA's Fitzroy Valley suffers from the disorder.